Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
What? There's an intro to the intro? Yes, because I just got a text from Mort Burke. In the show, we happen to talk about his special that's coming out. But it doesn't come out on the 31st. It comes out on the 28th. It's even sooner. So no matter what we say in the show, you'll know that Mort's special comes out on the 28th of March. So there you go. You can enjoy the show. Now here's the other opening I did into my phone. It's going to roll in right now. Hey, how are you? Yeah? All right. Can you hear the rain outside? It's pretty nice. It's raining, and then there's like a tin roof outside my bedroom door, and you can hear the rain obviously fall on the tin roof. You know that sound. We all love it. Maybe some people don't love it. I think most people love it. Is that a good way to start a sentence? So, first of all, I guess it couldn't be first of all now. It'd have to be third of all. I'll get to this in a second. This show was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But I want to say a thank you or two that I might have forgot to say, and I'll feel so much better. Number one, I have read your emails. It's when I get emails like these that you are glad you read all your emails. Now, I remember when I came out, I thought the same thing. Emails that if I didn't read, I just would have hated to think that they've fallen into the abyss. So thank you. They're really nice, and they're so appreciated. Some of them actually make me cry in the best way possible. So thank you. I read every one. Also, when I was in Philadelphia, somebody brought some stick candles and then some tea candles. And it was so nice. I want to know who you are, because there wasn't really, unless it fell off, there was no note from anybody. So if you're listening to the show and it was you, you know it was you, because only one person gave them to me at Helium in Philadelphia. First of all, it was so nice. Thank you. But you can email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com and tell me it was you. And you can say how it was wrapped. That way I'll know. If you know some of the listeners, they might get some ideas. Oh, yeah, Todd, that was me. Next time, could I get some comp tickets? I know the way you people work. What? So I'm in a good mood right now. And Andy Frasco, everybody, the 25th, Los Angeles, basically. Maybe you live in San Diego, get a cheap hotel, come down and watch him. Make an evening out of it. And I'll be there. So far, I'm pretty sure it's Aristotle. I'm positive Aristotle, positive it's me, Jack Hackett and a friend of his, and Cam Kavinsky, maybe. A lot of maybes, but they'll start firming up. And Vinny is a maybe. So, happy birthday, by the way. And so to this week's show, Mort Burke. And you'll find out how I know Mort during the show. But we met about, well, you'll find out that during the show. There's a lot you're going to find out. But let me tell you something. It was so much fun. And I'll tell you why. Mort just played along. He's like perfect guest for the show. You know, he's able to be serious and then be silly and go back and forth and do it beautifully. And you know the bits I love the most. I didn't realize how much I missed it. When it's done right, the mumble bits. The whole gang did not give up. Everybody committed. And you know what? Those mumble bits, you know what I mean? Oh, Todd was in Beverly Hills. Those. Whether it's making overly complimenting somebody until they... The difference between if 10 is the best at doing those, 10 is the best, like it was on the show. Just a 10. They didn't give up. It has to do with the, you know, just you're jazzing it. You say something, then you let someone else lead, and then you mumble all the time, and then how long you do it. It's the mixture. The difference between, let's say, 10 is just the best, like it was on the show. You might think I'm oversetting it up, but trust me, I'm not. Let's say this was a 10, because it was. A 7 is pretty good. A band on the road doing a 7, that's, to me, is a 7's the first number where you're, okay, this will do. But still, with that said, the difference between a 7 and a 10, big fucking difference. So, I'll throw that at you. But we had so much fun. And I won't tell you who it is, because you'll find out that on the show. But it's a good group. And I was in a great mood, and we even made these drinks. Tequila, 2 shots of tequila. And then I saw these cans of, like, you know, like lemon, liquid lemon juice or like lime juice syrup, lime syrup and lime juice, lemon syrup and lime syrup. Oh my God. In these really cool cans. There's a place at the Grove, they should call it the Really Cans and Bottle Store, the Really Cool Cans and Bottle Store. I mean, they have everything they have. It's like packaged, like, shut the fuck up, right? It really looks good. And I got some, that's what I have to call it. It's lime syrup. And I always say juice, but it's lime syrup and lemon syrup. So put a little bit of that in, both real lime, real lemon, a lot of it. Just squeeze it in the glass. Crushed ice. And then I bought these lemon, lime, like seltzer drinks. I bought them at Sprouts because they look cool too. But they had a lot of carbonation. That was the carbonation, lime syrup, lemon syrup, real lime, real lemon, and then 2 shots. And it was good. And everybody had one except Mort. Mort bought a really, you know what? He bought a nice looking beverage. It was in a cool can. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was just perfect. I could say I needed it. I needed it. I was laughing hard. So now you know that. You can't always see my face, but now you know everybody was. It was harmony. It was harmony in there. So there you go, everybody. And you now join. I know whatever we're talking about up front, it gets like, what were, something to do with, I don't know, but it was weird. But I go, that for some reason, that's where we decided to start. That's where we came in at. We had been talking about 2 minutes before that. Who knows what about? We'll never know. It goes into the abyss. But right at this point, whatever we're talking about, I remember it was weird. I thought that's where we're going to come in. But then I explained it and tried to make it make sense. So, yeah. We'll see you at the 25th at the Troubadour. Just go get your ticket. I want a Todd Glass presence there. I want Andy to think I have a draw. You know what I mean? Maybe wear bow ties. Nah, that makes it look. Just show up. Just yell out. Todd Glass is great. Truth, please do not do that. Not that you even would, but can you fucking imagine? I'd be mortified. Meanwhile, you see people with me doing it clearly. You're like, isn't that Todd Glass over there? And the people around him are yelling at how great he is. The Troubadour, Andy Frasco, the 25th of March at the Troubadour in Los Angeles. Andy Frasco. Hey, how about, I don't ask you that much. Text Andy Frasco Instagram or tweet at him. Tweeted him. Andy, we'll see you at the Troubadour on October 25th, along with the Todd Glass, you know, the Todd Glass gang. Yeah, we should get leather jackets. All right, so listen, so I don't have to keep going on and on. Next week's part two of this. And then the week after that, I'm doing a solo show. But I have a very specific way. I'm actually really looking forward to doing it. It does involve calling a lot of people, which I always say I'm going to do and then I don't. But maybe I won't this time either. All right, now join the Todd Glass Show. Already in progress.
I'm sure I should get a little extra sympathy because my mother's dead. You want to know, I tell people, I tell my mother's dead, I go, you want to know, hey, you're just thinking, if my mother's dead, you want to, I go, do you get along with your mother? If they go, yeah, I go, think of your mother being dead to get the empathy you need for me. Don't think of my mother being dead, you don't, sorry, think of your mother, then you're going to go, oh.
Don't look at me and not think about it. I can tell. Think about your mother dying
think
now.
Think about your mother dying right now because that's what, because the neighbor, more than a neighbor, but their kid came over. I figure we'll come in right there. People know what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, when you tell people, hey, my mom died, you can tell that. Think of someone you love. That's why I ask them, do you love your mother? Because if they go, I haven't seen her in 5 years, some people have a tumultuous relationship. I go, well, what do you love? Yeah, oh, my daughter. Whatever I find that they cherish and love.
Yeah.
Well, everyone I know does. I go, well, think of that dying. And then get back to me with your response.
You can really startle someone when you grab them between the elbow and the shoulder really hard.
Yes.
I think that's the, of like,
you go,
think
listen,
of them dying.
Right there. That's a power move. You grab them between the elbow and the shoulder and you go, think of someone you love. All right, listen, this is what they call in the business, and more, I don't mean to be disrespectful, a cold opening.
Great.
I'm on my phone. I'm saying, here's what's happening. And I go, now you join the Todd Glass Show already in progress. Obviously, we were talking about when... how to make people feel the empathy they need to have.
Yeah.
Because people have been very weak.
Mm.
I need more. I'm going to finish this thought. And I am a little bit... when I told this before, but you'll appreciate it, I think, as far as like, the friend of mine's kid, when she hugged me like... Because I used to think if someone's mother died or grandmother and they were 80, it's sad, but I thought... I thought they had a good life. Like, it's still sad, I would say. Of course, it's sad. But then you go, it doesn't matter if you're 10 or if you're how old your mother is. It's still your mother. And so when she hugged me, I went, oh, my God. Because Hansa probably said Todd's mother died. And she imagined if her mother died.
Yeah.
And she gave me the proper hug, this kid. But people out there can't give me a hug like... Satya did.
Well, we may not need, we probably, you know, feel free to cut this out, but that, the last episode was unbelievable. So gorgeous, dude. Like,
I will be cutting that out.
Yeah. Unless I'm like,
hold on, let me turn the air conditioner off.
Turn off this episode and go listen to that. I mean, just. It was like, so, I thought, so generous of you. Only you could do that. Only a comedian could do that with that level of like, honesty, hilarious, dark shit, and just, you, man, you just captured the messiness of all of it and the heartbreaking aspects of it so beautifully in a way that I'm like, I think first podcast to win an Oscar. That's what I think.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you get a compliment, you know, you do all these other things. I always try to, hey, someone just said some kind things about you. So thank you. I appreciate it. It's what my goal was. And, okay. So I think I'm going to get this out of the way. This cold opening still. This isn't even the show. I haven't even introduced you yet.
Love it.
This cold opening, people listen. I say right on the show every week, and I'm only telling you this because I don't think everybody listens to every show. I say into the opening of the phone, hey, folks, if you don't like the cold opening, today's show starts. I do it every single show. Today's show starts 33 minutes in. Hey, today's a short cold opening, 8 minutes in. So no one complain about the cold opening because people are going to make fun of them. They're going to go, I don't like the cold opening of the Todd Glass Show. I go, then why are you listening to it? This is our time, the cold opening. No pressure. Once the show starts, I'm not a completely different person.
Yeah.
But this is still I'm getting to know you. You're getting to know me. I still might, in the cold opening, that way when we start the show, we're flying, go back and just say how we met.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, of
course. We met. And then do that during the cold opening? Do we do that in the show? Come on, guys, help me out.
Whenever you want.
Nah, that's a bad answer. I know what I could do. Nothing you do is bad, Aristotle. And that's the meanest thing I ever said. I take it back. That's how much I love Aristotle. That bit of snarkiness is so... Oh, I hate myself for it, and I'm 100% serious.
Yeah. Cruel Todd's maybe the funniest Todd. And there's a lot of real funny Todds. But asshole Todd is a real hilarious.
No, that to him, because he wouldn't, you know, he doesn't deserve ever to. He's like a golden retriever.
Mm.
You only say nice, positive things because that's all they deserve. Yeah, not that anybody deserves. Okay, enough with the show. Let me set the scene. I'm going to do a nice show tonight. I'm not going to let Aaron down because he's not usually here. So cold opening. Remember that. Okay, take a deep breath. I'll set the scene. I like to do it every week because I think people can listen to the show and it helps them be present a little easier. I think there's a reason I do it every week. Not that many things I do every week, but just set the scene. So here's what's going on, everybody. Alex, don't we have a little jingle for Alex? Because he hasn't been here in a while. Alex Young is here.
Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show.
We'll talk about him later. No. You know why. You know why. So here's what we're going to do. So Alex Young is here. Aristotle's here. I mean, there's a group here that, you know, that the show is back. People are saying it. I don't need to be just self-braggadocious. They're like, oh, the Todd Glass Show? Oh, it's like it's back. They're back. Aristotle's there. Aaron Simon was there last week. Alex Young. And there's a buzz. And Mort Burke. Yeah, let's play his little jingle. I don't mean to call it a little jingle. Joe, I apologize. It's not a little jingle. It's special. Can we put some reverb in this?
Spiritually filthy.
Oh, I love it.
Spiritually filthy. Spiritually filthy.
It's Mort Burke.
What? Hello? Hello? Wow. Hello? We do. We have Mort Burke, everybody.
Show.
I do a dun dun dun. We could sing it. Tell me if you can tell when he stopped and when we do. Spiritually filthy. Hey, Mort Burke. Is it the guy singing it?
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Play different tracks and more you can tell us. Play the real guy. Play me. Who should go first? Point to me. His eyes are shut. I mean. Don't open your eyes.
Spiritually filthy. Spiritually filthy. Spiritually.
Hey, filthy, yeah. Spiritually filthy, spiritually filthy,
spiritually filthy.
Spiritually which one do you think was Joe?
I cannot tell the difference.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's why I tell Joe all the time, singing isn't that hard.
No, yeah.
He goes into the studio, I've got... Yeah, he can sing. It comes to him naturally. It's not hard. He has the ability to write funny things. It's not work for him. He's wired that way. It just illuminates out of him.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do?
That's right. Well, you showed him. I mean, look, I saw Stevie Wonder one time perform
Seriously?
Live, and he sounded better than the records, and that's what it was like just now hearing you say.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was that studio
quality.
You know
this show, motherfucker. That's the most fun way to have someone. I just love lies and delusion told. It's funny. It makes good comedy. And in my head, I always try to think, like, why would you in life have to make blame? Maybe something I can do for you, and you're telling me, oh, Todd, that was great. I mean, the first thing, I don't know what that was. It sounded like a chicken getting his head cut off. Oh, that was actually Joe. You're like, you're better. Listen.
I love it. And I'll be like, hey, you beautiful genius. I'll say it to my friends all the time. It makes me seem like a phony asshole. But what if I truly think you're a beautiful
right.
genius? You know what I mean? And you are for who you are, you know?
Thank
anyway.
You. Why don't you play a song after that and give him some... Are we?
And I'm like, lie to me. You know what I mean? Tell me how great I am. I don't care. Lie to my face. Just be nice. You
play
know?
The good version?
Yeah. Wow. If I was a guest on the show, and you can start it over, I'd want to hear the song a lot. I got to be honest with you. I think about it. What is, I already talk a lot. I get it. But don't worry. By the end of the show, if there's a moment you think, am I going to be talking? Trust me. I calm down. Ugh, enough of this. Aristotle's just on my ass.
Talk more.
That wasn't a voice. That's his normal voice.
So I would want to hear the jingle a lot if I was you. I would like to get introduced a lot. That's why all my guests, I introduce 3 or 4 times. I think it's the most gracious, you know, the most gracious. And then you get bigger and bigger with the intro. So let's play them in again 5 times. And then we'll turn into just a beautiful conversation. I got no notes except some post-its for songs. Ooh, here we go. Play his jingle. Let's do professional, like if I was NPR. Our guest tonight is comedian Mort Burke, and we'll be back. I get it done tighter. Start it again. Our guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is the great Mort Burke, and we'll be back.
Spiritually filthy.
Wow.
Spiritually filthy.
Sure.
Spiritually filthy.
It's Mort Burke.
Spiritually filthy.
Spiritually
filthy. We've got Mort Burke. Spiritually filthy. On the Todd Glass Show. You know what? My mom told me once. She goes, you got to think things. Like, I was thinking that song. I go, wouldn't it be great if it had saxophone on it? But, you know, it's not gonna happen. But maybe next week, you got to wish things into their existence, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, let's... my mom never told me that. Let's play him in. Let's play Mort in. Hold on. Yeah, let's... Well, where's he... Now, why does he get up and go to the bathroom? No, it's bullshit. Fuck him, right? Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Feel like a piece of shit.
Get your ass back here.
That was fucking rude what you did to fucking walk out.
I came all the way down here, Alex.
I came all the way down.
Hitting him.
Fucking asshole. I fucking hate him so much. He's a big fucking pile of shit. I'm not even joking around. What he did was wrong. All right, let's introduce. Let's go big, though, with the intro. Right? Like, big. Like, if I was a guest and I came down here and I drive, it's not that hard to park, but you don't know.
That's right. Look, I'm a Hollywood professional, like we said before.
Makes
you know what I mean?
Really mad at these other podcasts. the guest walks in, sit down, have an ugly bottle of water. There you go. I got the lights all on for you, so it would feel, like you're in a rental car place. So enjoy the atmosphere. Not when my guests come in. If you could pick any song, what would it be to be introed with?
Right now, like by any artist?
Yeah. Oblad D, is that what you're lipping
at? Yeah, I'm hoping for Oblad D, Oblad Da.
That ain't shit to get a song. Like, any fucking idiot can go get a song ready. Here, do we have a track?
Yeah.
Let's do it
happen.
Let's do it up. Mort Burke, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Come on, let's. Here we go. What?
Wow.
Shut the fuck up!
Woo!
Mort Burke, everybody! Here we go. Mort. It's Mort Burke. It's Burke. Burke, Burke, Burke. Here we go. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much for playing. Not like some of the other saxophone players we've had in here. Sit there, dribble. Don't bother me with it if you're not playing 100%. Right, is this who I am or is this a joke? Like, I'm not doing a bit right now, so I'm just yelling. And I don't want to be like a person I don't want to say. Hello.
Hello. That, wow, that brought up feelings within me that I didn't know were there. Like, I felt more so much joy that it turned into sadness.
It turns,
bit.
I
especially
know,
especially that jazzy riff at the
I
end.
Know.
Hot dog!
Imagine if there was some put some reverb in there and do it again. I want to show everybody the power of reverb. You're gonna go, I get it, Todd. But then you're gonna go, okay, here we go. Do it again without reverb.
Oh, without.
Now with reverb. Everybody, come on, we know it. Oh, blah dee, oh, blah da. Life goes on. Oh, life goes on. There was a baker in a department store. Then all went to town to buy some bread. And then another also went to buy some bread. And the family then they began to sing. Oh, blah da, oh, blah da. Guys, swear to God, that was good. Oh my God, that was, weren't you all thinking the same thing?
Yeah, am I crazy, I mean, or that was that gorgeous? Am I out of my
yes,
mind?
Yes, no. I'll admit I did forget a few of the words, I'm not going to lie, but
not
overwhelmingly.
Me. I nailed them. I nailed them. That song, I believe it's about buying bread, because that's what I was, that's what came to mind. That's what started.
Let's tell the story. How did Mort Burke, you probably have a completely different memory of it than I do. So here's how we met. The cold opening is, this is the show now. That we came in with your intro. Some people did not hear, all they hear is a tight show. Now we have to edit this out because I don't want them to hear this. But they come in, they just came in with, Donna, we're going to make a big deal. We got Mort Burke here. It starts big. It's the Todd Glass Show. My name flies out in front. And they take a shot of the Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, the Todd Glass Show will be right back. The Todd Glass Show will be right back. You gotta stay through the commercials till he's back. The Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show will be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So anyway, here's how we met. So can you pan me that book? Because it might help me. So about, first of all, what year was it?
2008, I think.
2008?
Mm-hmm.
And I
know that because I had just gotten sober. So when we went on that tour,
oh, you were sober.
I had like 7 months.
I knew you were boring.
Yeah, right.
Nah, I didn't want to say anything because you were so nice, but I was like, wow, I got to get the one Boorsville.
Yeah, well, you bullied me, you adult bullied me the whole time.
No, I didn't. Did I?
No.
No, I was going to say, that doesn't seem like my
style.
No,
you were profoundly nice the whole time. And I was like out of my mind nervous. And you really took me aside and were just deeply kind. You take me to dinner and be really complimentary. And
yeah,
like,
you were so fucking funny. And thanks, I was also jealous of, you know, like a lot of times when something's unfolding in your life, you know, like I always say, what would it look like if it was in a movie or if you just told somebody? And then sort of just the way you even end up on that tour was sort of cool. And my memory of it was that we were going on this tour and that Dave saw you. Where did he see you in a sketch, in a doing sketch?
Yeah, so I was in Chicago doing sketches with this woman, this legendary improv teacher, sketch teacher named Susan Messing. So she, and she knew Odenkirk at Second City from whatever, 20 years ago at this time, I think. So he came into town and he was like, who are some good sketch people? And she mentioned me. And then out of nowhere, he called me out of nowhere. I was getting off of work at Urban Outfitters. It was 10 p.m. I was like exhausted and I got this message. It was like, hello, this is Bob Odenkirk, and I just started running down the street. I was so, you know what I mean? My idol calling me on the phone. Yeah. So then I did that show with those guys, and then whatever, a few months later, Cross called me and asked me if I'd go on tour.
And so he ended up, you know, on the tour, I mean, not that I'm telling you, but the audience, doing bits. And, you know, there were bits from the audience, and, you know, we don't even have to try to explain them. Well, actually, one I will. But
during
there were
his
bits.
Set, yeah.
It was right up my alley, too, like to be able to do stand-up and go, yeah, sprinkle some bits in there. Bring somebody on the road that's got an improv background to do bits.
Yeah.
And it was 90% stand-up, but 95, but there were bits here and there. And I walked in. I did not know that you were – I walked in – I don't know if you know this – to the Wilshire when I watched – I went and watched the show. I hadn't met you yet, so I thought you just were doing sign language. I accepted it 100%, fell for the bit, you know, and I think most of the audience does,
yeah.
You know. So my memory – I was trying to explain something the way it went. I always get it off. So you're signing for the show.
Yep.
And you don't know how to sign, really.
Yeah, right. And it was – yes.
Yeah. And then at one point, does he say a word and he goes, he wants to know how you said that word?
Yeah, I think, dude, it's how long, that was 13 years ago or something.
Yeah, it was
a long
time.
It's something like that. There's some little like kerfuffle thing where he's like, what's going on with this guy?
What jokes? He goes, oh no, and you basically tell him that you're not, you know, he goes, oh, you're not doing, I'm not doing your joke.
Yeah,
he
goes, like, I'm doing my own jokes down here.
Because I'm just signing old jokes.
Yeah.
Dave's like what?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you do an old, funny, fucking funny. You know, it's going to get a big laugh because it's one of those jokes. And again, that's one of the bits that I fell for it. I just thought, oh, this guy's doing sign language. And it was a weird word he said. It was like maybe a provocative word or something. And he wanted to, like, how did you just say, like, whatever it was? I don't remember.
Yeah, I wish I could remember, yeah.
And then, we're on a tour bus, just me, you, him. John was the road manager.
Yeah, the tour bus.
Super nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, there's a lot of room. Everybody has their space. Plus, we're going to hotels. I mean, you know, we're doing it the way people do it when they do it really right. The bus is really just a transport. You know, we all had hotels wherever we went. So it was really done very well, you know. And it was easy to enjoy it. I remember we went to dinner all the time.
All the time. And I was so happy. Again, like, I felt like this strange, shivering little creature who was, like, newly sober. And with, you know what I mean? So the fact that you were so kind. And then we performed in Kansas City, right? And my family came.
Right.
And that, I was just talking to my mom about it. And this was an especially beautiful time because my sister she had cancer and she had gotten over it.
I remember.
Or she was a little bit in, so she was kind of bald. And it was just a really powerful experience to be in this beautiful theater with all these people in my family. And you, Todd, were just, and everyone was, but you, of course, are just such a naturally friendly person that, like, your warmth and empathy, like, saturated the room and the experience. My mom still remembers, like, how kind you were to us.
Well, I really appreciate,
you know,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes a long way. It, you know, you just do it because, you know, it's you just do it. But then to hear it, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you had no reason to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you had no reason to be super nice to me.
Yeah, I don't want to be like Jay Leno and deflect any nice words. No, you didn't. How about the doctors that saved you? It's their job.
Well, you're like Leno in so many other.
I
your
am,
car collection. You
motherfucker,
know I mean?
I leap over the table and choke you to death. So anyway, and then I remember, I was thinking, sadly enough, this dog is how old now?
Oh, yeah, Ollie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So how old is he now? You just said
that was 2008, so that's 15 years ago.
Oh, 20,
right?
He's probably very old, hopefully, or passed away.
Yeah.
Well, fuck this book. Can't believe I should have put you on the cover. You know, for many nights I went, should I put Mort on the cover or the dog? It was I Missed My Dog tour.
Yeah.
Remember she hid in the bus in one of the bunks?
Yeah. Cross. Yeah, because they were engaged at the time or were they married?
Are they married still?
They are, yeah.
Oh,
I believe so.
Someone said it. I'm just, you know, you want to create like a negative narrative. No, someone told me there was a.
They're married. They're not doing good. I know that.
So
they're still.
That was fun. That was fun being a part of that.
Yeah.
Someone hiding in a bunk and surprising
and
somebody
the
dog.
Yeah, because so she, Dave Cross's fiance at the time, showed up. He didn't know that. Where were we?
It says it right here.
Yeah, where is it?
Where are we? Hold on. Can you read it? Don't be shy. Put your talk right close to the mic and put some reverb in his voice. Aaron, what does it say?
I don't see a location on this page.
Oh, it doesn't? I thought it said, we were on the tour, and she hid in the bus.
Yeah, there's no location, but it wasn't October 11th.
The reverb, you have a beautiful voice. That was like putting reverb on like a great poet's voice.
Thank you, I told him. He doesn't listen to me.
Like a very gentle heart voice with like reverb on it.
These guys don't listen to me. I try to tell them compliments all the time.
Yeah. But with reverb on it.
With negativity. I love it. No, these fucking idiots, I'm constantly complimenting them and they don't fucking listen.
I'm telling these pussies they're good.
Yeah. All right, listen, so... Well, anyway, the point of the story is I gave everybody a book at the end called the I Miss My Dog Tour, and it has some pictures. Now I look at this book and I think, Todd, why did you have to be cheap and get the little... You could have gotten a hardback and spent a little more money, but...
No, dude, it was so nuts. And yeah, so she had showed up and was hiding in the tour bus, and Cross got off to go check out the venue, and they were like, Mort, go tell him. And I was like, I'm scared of him, you know, because he's the greatest comedian that's ever lived. So I get off, and I'm like, hey, they said you left your hat on the bus. He goes, what? He was, like, super bummed. And I was like, they think you should go look for the hat. And he came back, and he's like, oh, my God, it was beautiful. But I was like... terrified.
You know what? For some reason, I know people really well, but then you don't know them really well. You could always think you know somebody real well, take a tour, and at the end of the tour, go, oh, they were more serious than I thought, or maybe this, or whatever. A million things. Or you go, oh, that's exactly who I thought they'd be. But him, I was surprised. He was a lot of fun to be with. Like, not that I would think he would be bad, but he wasn't, you know, I didn't know. Maybe I thought he could get into a mood or something, you know, or be... He loved eating dinner. He was always in a pleasant mood and would go out of his way to be around people. If it was, you know, like if there were some of my friends hanging out at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Every single night. I would leave him alone, go treat it right. I would have all the people there to see me in my green room. I'd make sure no one's lingering in the hallway. I don't want him to feel. People would always come over every night and make conversation. So he was fun, and I loved that he loved eating dinner. I love going out to dinner on the road.
Yeah, the best. Just that, because you can hang for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Eat, goof. And he also, like, I was living in Chicago at the time, and we stopped in Chicago. And he went, and I was like, hey, there's this new Beatles rock band game out. And he goes, go buy it. And I was like, and the PlayStation 2? He's like, yeah, just gave me his credit card and bought, which came with, like, guitars and all. I don't know. It was like, I don't know, $300 or something.
Oh,
just
I
like,
remember that.
Just because I mentioned it, you know?
And I had nothing to do with that. No, I wanted to pay for it, but he wouldn't let me. I try to change the narrative. Remember when we went out to dinners, I'd always try to grab the bill. You're like, no, Todd, I remember you going to the bathroom every time the check came. But that was a lot of fun. You know, I have I call it Dave Crossing It. And on that tour, remember he said if I did that bit for, I don't know if it was 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, but if I did it, he would give me $2,000. To extend the bit.
It was the
ShamWow bit.
Right.
And then I did it one night. I go, how long was that? They go, a minute. I go, if I can get it up to, I think it was 2.5 minutes.
That's what it was. If you could get it 2.5, he'd give you $2,000.
Yeah,
grand.
Because he was saying you're losing them. And I go, I know I'm losing them. He goes, yeah, but you'll get them back. And the money was an incentive to go, well, you know, you're getting paid to prove, like, is he right? You know, is he... Because that happened with me with a lot of jokes. I think I give up early on them, or they take a lot of work, and
yeah.
I lose faith in it. But so I'm like, hey, all right, that was a nice chunk of money.
And especially, how was that doing in those large, doing that, like, kind of, in those very large
venues?
Well,
you were there.
Like
I mean, it was like, I mean, his crowd is very, look, whatever you want to call it, when you open up for people, you can tell when they have an eclectic audience that has some level of an appreciation for the arts.
Yeah.
Whatever art it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody, when you have an appreciation for the arts a lot, I think sometimes along with it, you have an appreciation for just the type of audience that those people bring in. Like, you know, it's like, but, sorry. So the audience was, I thought, very kind every night. I was comfortable around them because of the type of comedy they liked.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, so I felt, but I remember just, you know, John, the bus driver, gave me a little tip. You know, I felt at one point I was cheating. I thought, wait, am I cheating, Dave, by learning tricks? And to me, a trick is, well, you know the months. So go January, February, March, April, or May, you're not going to not want to use this ChamWow. You know, like just trick them. Whether you buy one, two, three, four, five, buy yourself time with things you know that you could connect it.
Yeah.
And then there was the night when I just go, oh, I just wanted to end it. You know, and I said, Dave Cross, I mentioned that he dared me or, you know, whatever, not dared, but like told the truth, basically. He said, you got to do that bit for 2.5 minutes. And so I said, I thought he was going to like sort of go, well, you're not allowed to tell him, but he didn't care. You know what I mean?
Because mm-hmm.
it's sort of cheating a little. It's like, oh, this is on him.
Yeah.
And you love him. So, but so I did it. And then one night I stopped. They stopped me because they go, no, we can't tell you. Because they would always go, no, we can't tell you. I go, okay, well, I'll just go. And at one point from the sides, they went, you did it. You did it. I was like, fuck.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. That's so good. What an amazing thing to do for another comic.
I know, right?
Like, well, dude, and one time, so I had this drive-through headset mic thing that I wore because I had I pretended to be a blogger in the audience too, and I one day forgot to turn it off and then went backstage and went out to smoke and was talking to John, and what I was saying was being projected into the audience of like 4,000 people.
Oh, my.
And Cross was, apparently he was like, and it was in Chicago too. And he was like, okay, everybody be quiet. Let's see if he's like, let's see if he says anything really stupid. I was saying the worst possible thing would have been to like say the punchline of every joke.
Yeah, as he's doing it. And just go, this is embarrassing, this tour. Like, yeah, he still owes me money from that tour, but I'm not going to make a big deal about it. Nah.
You said you were going to sue him, maybe, right?
That's
what you're talking about before we came in.
It's just, he did me a few. He did me some solids. Here we go. Let's get some business out of the way. Wow.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Come on.
10-year-old Tom
That's
got
me.
Season 2. Oh, doo-dah day.
Come on.
Principal Todd Glass. Top build in the cast. 10-year-old Tom got season 2, oh, doo-dah day.
I just thought of something. What about Mort's intro from Lynn, from Joe? And Joe, thank you. A lot of stuff goes down on a podcast like this. It's not a lot of buttons and whistles and mechanisms and things happening.
Machinations.
Thank you, Aristotle. There's a diffuser. So many, many different high and low end tech.
For the audience, he pointed directly at the diffuser and said, there's a diffuser.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bells and whistles I got to turn on. The lights on the Todd Glass band, you think they just come on automatically? No, they got to be turned on. The snow. So let's hear hit, and then you can play sax. Let's come in. Now let's build it in front of him and then act like.
I just want to throw out a funny.
Sure.
What I thought was a funny thought is he said that, and I imagine there being like a Universal Studios tour style thing where they say like Todd Glass went through 10,000 barrels of snow every week.
Or things that don't even really matter, like they used over 90 bottles of ranch dressing on all their carrots and coulda woulda. So here's what we're going to do. Build it in front of you. I'm going to be very honest with you. Let's say you weren't. Sometimes the guest shows up a little late. We're like, well, let's beef the jingle up a little.
Okay.
No offense, Joe. You know, give it some backup vocals. Do whatever we could do. So let's hear. And then we'll do it. Just we'll practice it. And then we'll do it. And we'll see how good we can get it. Joe, this is Oli. This is not to be disrespectful to you. You know what I mean. So here we go. Let's play it once. Let me pretend you're not here. Are you made pretending?
Are you
imagining you're in your car?
Yeah, I'm currently pretending.
I don't think you were, to be honest.
No,
Mort, I love you to death. I love you to death. All seriousness, you can edit this out. I thought you weren't imagining it. I mean, I kept saying imagine, and you didn't look like you were imagining it.
Well, no, but Todd, I was imagining it.
I know. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm being aggressive. I'm sorry.
I just don't know how I'm supposed to convey
it. Were you nervous to admit you weren't imagining it?
No, I was imagining it. That's what I'm telling you. I was deeply imagining it.
I'm sorry. I am. I'm sorry. I thought you weren't imagining it. I'm looking over. I'm starting to get mad. I'm like, this motherfucker isn't imagining
it. Yeah, I saw the rage in your eyes, and I felt like this isn't about me. There's something else.
I know. You're right. You're right. Are you forgiving? I'm totally apologizing.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, of course. Totally.
That was out of line.
All's forgiven.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that almost went really bad.
How do you think her acting was?
Strong.
I think anything off mic, people love it. There's something about it. You go talk off mic. Ooh, it adds layers to your studio. I'm going to take a drink of water. Aaron, will you tell the audience something interesting while I'm drinking my water?
90% of statistics are wrong.
Thank you. You think we're doing as many whistles and bells?
Was that the perfect Mitch Hedberg-style joke?
Right.
Or was that a Mitch Hedberg joke? That's so funny.
How about we give him a nice round of applause and play something? Bum, 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 bum. That's nice. Okay. Thank you. If we're on the road, would it be bad? Not. I want to know the truth. I don't want to be lied to. So I'm on the road. I got my mic. Picture me. You know, can everybody hear me, Aristotle? I got my mic. I got the big band behind me. Is it rude if I lift up the back of my jacket, like acting like I had to? Oh, I had some burritos tonight, folks. Should I not do that? Let me do it again. Picture me in a suit. Whoa, folks, I gotta tell you, I asked the local restaurant. I'll be like, hey, what's your local? Oh, the Burrito Hut. Folks, I gotta be honest, I went to the Burrito Hut tonight. Anyway, let's get this show started.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
I think instant standing ovation. I think 20-minute uninterrupted applause break.
I wish it would. Sometimes these things. Mort.
Just a big old nasty tune. Just a big
people
old sax tune.
People love it. You got to give people what they love.
That's right.
Maybe there's something there. No. That's actually, I'm reading. It's just genuinely truth on the thing. It's not, maybe there's something there to him. And everyone knows it. Anyone who tries to act, you know when you have a guest, they try to, or it's like you have a moment in life, not as a guest, where someone goes, oh, it's equivalent to that when you're in school, make something out of nothing. I go, oh, maybe there was something there. Oh, Todd got burnt. No, I didn't. Guys, stop it. Stop. Guys, it's the bit I was talking about before. No, you're trying to make me... The only commonality you have is to make fun of me. No. It's written on, if you'll shut up, it's written on the paper. It had to do with the jingle that I wanted to make for TikTok, and I was reading it, and it happened to be after Bert spoke. He knows I adore him and love him. All right, guys, you're not gonna win. You're not gonna win. It wasn't meant. What? That's the opposite how I would want to make a guess.
Doing a podcast about how we might do a TikTok one day.
He's so young. Wow. Real racial.
Good looking. All right, guys, come on. Guys, come on.
What a youthful comic.
That feels that feels better than you think. Like, do it to Mort right now. Go, like, compliment his style. He's got good style. He's got a good shirt. He's got a good haircut. You go at him. Ready? Look at Mort. Wow. Oh, you think you can handle it now, but you have no fucking idea. Your glasses are cool. You got a slick haircut. You have a cool shirt. Your weight is good. You have style. Whoa! Look at me. I'm on the cover of a magazine. Oh, yeah. Distinguished.
You guys,
ladies and gentlemen, the winner, the most distinguished comedian is Mort Burk. Look at him. He's got a nice smile. He has a good energy. Whoa. Ooh la la. And he's not bad on the eye either. Whoa. Hello, everybody. I'm Mort Burk. Look at my jawline. Whoa.
Can I tell you, I think if every person got that done to them once a day, I think we would cure heart disease. That feels so good.
thank you. And by the way, when you did it to me, it did. And I'm going to give you guys something. I want to, for anybody who's ever sitting in on the band or just knows, that was an A++. That could have been a B, easy. All in their doing. I can only get them riled up so much.
Right.
But that, both times they fucking did it. Dude. And did it. And what happens is you eventually win.
Yeah.
Because I've had nights where they go, oh, Todd, I tell a story about being in Beverly Hills, and they do it. But I feel like I want to get to the story so bad, so I try to ignore what they're doing. They'll be like, oh, I'm Todd Glass, I go to Beverly Hills. I go, okay, okay. And then I just try to move past it because I don't have time for the bit. And they plow past me. And there's nothing like finally succumbing to the, okay, you're not stopping anytime soon, you know? And it feels so good to succumb to it. And they always win because if they, I always say, unless you give up on doing it.
Right.
If you get, and that's how I feel with the audience. When they're not into it, I go, well, they will be eventually.
Yeah, lesson but, learned, like that bit, like extending the bit.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I call it Dave crossing it. And you know what? I tell that story in my show now about the dare. It gets me, lets me do an old bit, but with a little bit of perspective.
Yeah.
And then when I do my last bit, I go, hey, folks, you want me to Dave Cross it? And it's like they chose me to make it go on and on and on and on because yeah. it's a very long bit. So I go, you want me to Dave Cross it? I'm going to Dave Cross it either way, but oh, shit, for the people listening. Oh, God. It's for the other dum-dums, not the podcast listeners. You know, it's the other guy sits in the first row. He took a suggestion. I'm going to go back to sucking on my shirt.
Maybe I feel like, yeah, because the podcast listeners, they're so literate and smart and considerate.
It's true.
You know what I mean? You know, the podcast
nice.
Listeners,
they're
guys,
sweet. They're thoughtful. They talk close to the mic. The podcast people talk closer to the mic. They're nice. They're good. You know what they are? They're usually, at least they try. They give it. They're sweet. They want other people to succeed. They're good, nice. Kind cool. people. And I'm not kidding around. I mean, they might be sitting there going, all right, I appreciate it. No, the Todd Glass listeners, they're nice.
Said that
they're
they
nice.
Had two kids.
We have a caller. We have
both
a caller.
Of its kids also listen
yes.
to the podcast.
I was a, hello. I was a waiter at the Todd Glass show, and those audiences are very nice.
Well, they are. Wow. They're nice.
Oh, my
they're
God.
Nice.
They tip very nice. This was like
it's
a big,
well, they, you know what it is?
Black
there's
stallion.
Certain,
right. They, no, that's they, right. There's a Todd Glass they, man that comes. He's the blue-collar, salt-of-the-earth Todd Glass.
Type of guy.
Man.
Wait a second. Right. Wait, that's not what I want. I want
no,
the,
like,
the elite. They get the comedy. I want the New Yorkites.
I see. You're desperate for the literati.
I need the literati. I do. I wrote a song. You want to hear it?
I can't wait.
I don't hear myself. Hello. We're gonna do it.
Oh yeah.
Our guest is Mort Burke. Everybody. Is this Mort Burke? Oh. Our guest is Mort Burke, baby. We went on a tour. Nah, I don't want to do it anymore. Can you sing it all?
Yeah.
You can?
Went on a tour, baby, yeah, yeah.
Give him some reverb.
I'm tired of went on a tour.
No, keep going, keep going,
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah,
keep going,
yeah,
keep going. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Todd and Mort are friends.
Hold on. You're going to appreciate this better. Play. No, because if he can have fun sing, we may as well have a good time. How about if we have it? Hold on. I have it here somewhere. 10-year-old Tom. Funny how time slips away. They made me a little thing. Put some reverb in it. Put a little reverb in his hello. Hello.
In what?
In the hello. Oh, yeah. Okay. Put a little in Mort's, too. Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What if Todd did a fart, but the sax made the sound? What if every time Todd farted, it was a sax solo, baby? And then what if Todd
God came and a sax made a sound. Ooh.
Let's out and note each other. You know,
yeah,
we won't
yeah.
let you. We're in a van and my way. Ba 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 boom. Where's your baby? Come over and I always. Yeah, baby,
not anybody else's way but mine, because I'm a narcissist. My way.
Baby, love. Oh.
Every time
three idiots in a studio, not willing. I like to believe they're all pretty successful in their own right, but they're all, their egos got the best of them. It's like there's three brilliant people, but yet musically, but they go, ooh, baby, baby. They're like that motherfucker.
There's just three idiot crooners having this macho jerk off contest.
Oh shit, I love the oh shits.
Oh shit, oh shit.
These can make our show good. All of a sudden people are like, oh yeah. No, no, play it, watch. It's like, oh, it sounds like a tight show. What's going on the Todd Glass Show with Mort Burke?
Oh shit,
oh shit. You guessed it. Our 13th caller will get a free pizza.
Oh shit, oh shit. All right,
listen, back to the show. Did we play for your jingle? Did we do that ever? I thought we could add.
I never get. Also, Spiritually Filthy is the name of my special, so I really appreciate.
Play it again.
Working.
I know what he's winking at me.
Spiritually filthy.
You know what? I'm going to go one step further for you here before we play.
Sure.
If you don't go, what do they have to do? Download it?
No, yeah, it'll be on YouTube on the 31st.
If you don't go watch it, stop listening to my show. That's
yeah.
how. No, I don't need hanger-oners.
Yeah, Todd, I don't know if this is a good idea.
No,
I mean,
it's a great idea.
I don't know if you should sacrifice your whole audience.
If somebody that comes down to this studio and entertains people for 2 hours, and you're saying, hey, for free, will you listen to something that I put a lot of love into? Have I proven on this show that I'm funny enough that you might want to go over and give it an hour somewhere else? And they go, no. Well, then go do what you got to do and leave us alone. Maybe we'll free up your schedule. You can show someone else the love they deserve. But I'm done. I am done. I'm this close to walking out of this studio because I'm fed up with people. Not my listeners. All right, listen. I want to play this real quick. This is what, look, this is the messages I get from Roy Scoville. That's nothing.
You have until midnight.
I'll shit that. I'll shit out that much money. No, and I know you think, well, how would you shit money even if I agreed you had a lot of money?
Yeah.
You just shit it.
Yeah.
Because you wipe your ass.
Todd offered me $100,000 just to see if told me I had to kill a guy just to see if I would do it.
Just to see if he would do it.
As a joke.
On the tour.
Yeah.
We got along. Remember,
I was a young man.
Remember we choked that the taxi driver to get out of paying the fare.
Yeah. Please, I have a family. You know what I mean? But
no, and I did let him go. Sure. But I was afraid he was going to report us. I was like, no.
Right. But I remember you saying you saw his like confidence as a man kind of leave his eyes. I remember you and you really love that. I remember you saying that.
No, I don't remember saying that. Even in a bit, I can't take ownership of that. I remember you said, like, wow, that's how some people, that's how swingers meet. They go, hey, I heard in this town, and then that's how they meet other swingers. So you take the death out of people. People are like, oh, you know, the next thing you know, you're, you know, saying.
Well, okay, so who's the Uber character?
That's from a TikTok. And he's saying he wants me to do one where it's him. No, he's, I pick up an he gets in the car with a bag of money from a bank, and he goes, and I go, oh, I got a ride. He goes, Todd, that's why we stole the money, so we don't have to do Uber. And then I don't know. I forget the bit, but it was funny. Yeah. I don't want to throw Rory under the bus. I mean, in a bit, I will. But fuck him for what he did to us. Right?
Academy Award.
Fuck him.
Attending.
Fuck Rory Scovel. 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 My way. I do a comeback. All right, listen.
He was on the tour, too.
He was on the tour, remember?
Yeah, he came.
Mm-hmm. He came on the tour, and he played a guy that would sit on the bus and cry into a sock because we didn't include him in anything, and he's always been bitter ever since. You can jingle the fuck out of this show tonight. Really impress our guests. The more drops you have, the more they think it's a tight operation. That's what Chris Hardwick told me. He said the more drops they think, wow, these guys, someone's paying for these drops. You can't do too many drops. You really can't do too many drops. You can't do a wrong drop. You just got to commit to the drops and you do something. But it doesn't have to be, you worry, oh, does it have to make sense? Just do any drop at all.
Hey, you.
Oh.
You're gorgeous.
Thank
you're
you.
You're beautiful. You're amazing.
People need to hear that. Where did you do your special?
The Yard Theater in Los Angeles.
And did you do two shows?
Yeah, we did two. Two in one night. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how many people would you say?
How many? It's a small spot. It's John Ennis's theater.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure what the seating capacity is there. Like 100, maybe?
You did it in Los Angeles, you
yeah.
Said. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And were you happy? Like, did you?
Yeah, really happy. Good. It was really fun, man. And a bunch of friends came out, and, like, it was just a blast. I'd never done anything like that. It's, like, self-produced, so that felt like it felt pressurized.
Yeah.
But in a fun way, you know? It was great. And then it took us 8 months to edit it. It takes forever to edit things, you know? Yeah, it was a ton of fun. Naomi Paragon opened up for me, which is ridiculous because she's probably the greatest working comic right now. So, yeah, it was just a fucking blast, man.
That's cool to have a good act open the show. It says a lot, you know. I remember back in the day, Rory Scovel would have a...
Fuck Rory Scovel. And his Academy-nominated film, Babylon.
But he did. He was wrong what he did. He mostly did it to Aristotle. Well, if I must be honest, and all the truth, it wasn't me. I swear to God, it wasn't me. Well, it was me, but here's the truth. I swear to God, it was me, but there's a stipulation. Well, there's no stipulation. It was me, but it's not as bad as it sounds. As that's all I'm trying to say. Okay, it's as bad as it sounds, but okay. Thank you. All right, listen.
Who directed the special?
Who directed your special?
J.F. Harris, who's a stand-up. Oh. Yeah.
What's his name?
J.F. Harris.
J.F. Harris?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah, he's great. He's an excellent.
Is he a stand-up?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, does he still do stand-up?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Totally.
Cool. J.F. Harris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super funny dude. And I've known him for like 20 years.
Let me tell you something. When you're on a podcast and somebody mentions J.F. Harris.
Yeah.
A lot of podcasts there. Oh, they move on, and then that person comes to this place and they go, "Hey, they said something nice about you on the Todd Glass show," but it's like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
I think about it. I don't think it's so wrong if, hey, we're all insecure a little. Maybe somebody goes, "Hey, there were some kind words said about you on the Todd Glass show." You might go over and maybe it'll make you feel good. So, but then you go, I go once in a while. Not that I do, and they move. So if this. Say his name again.
Well, his name is J.F. Harris.
J.F. Harris.
J.F. Harris.
J.F. Harris.
Is a really nice guy.
Oh, dude. And you know what? He
He's
actually has a special right
funny.
Now, and it's called People Make Mistakes, and you can see it on YouTube. And I think you guys
J.
have all
F.
seen
Harris.
It.
J.F.
So
Harris.
So wonderful. I think we
need a little sax. We wrote a song for him.
I tweet about it.
If he comes and listens to the show, we got to spend time on him.
Yeah, he's
J.F. Harris.
Beautiful, kind-hearted spirit.
J.F. Harris. Done talking about him. If he's here and we've got his ear, is there anything else he needs to hear in case he I think about it. He goes, you know what I heard? I'm gonna listen now. I heard they really go off.
Yeah. I just want to really thank him for who he is. I've known him for a very long time. He's like you. Incredibly
nice.
Kind, generous, good-hearted friend who works hard and is a talented stand-up. A rare breed.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
and I'm going to... Oh, never mind. I feel selfish even asking.
You know, Todd,
no,
I'd love to hear it.
You're not... Guys, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. You're not going to win.
You're going to win.
I'm not going to ask.
Say it.
Tell us.
All right, I'll ask. But I'm going to come over there. It seems so petty. You said such nice things about me, and I want you to add something to the list. Ugh. All right.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Could you say handsome?
Could you say?
Yeah.
But that'll make it look forced.
Yeah, but you're saying we'll cut this out and then for the podcast just naturally. So
I swear to God. I swear to God I'm going to cut it out.
Okay.
Wait a second. Boy, you know I love you, but I'm going to remember to cut it out. I run a professional show.
Okay, I don't know if I feel comfortable with this.
That's Aristotle. That's my producer. Why don't you go over and just spit in his face?
What?
He knows he's going to take it out. Otherwise, I get it. It's going to make you look like a buffoon.
It is.
If you just mention that I'm handsome,
like
everyone's going to know you're just like, oh, I do anything Todd tells me. I get it. I'm taking it out.
If you swear on his mother's life.
I swear. On my mother's life.
Anyway, Todd, and this sounds like I'm blowing smoke, but have you been getting more handsome lately? It's weird. So few people,
I'm not looking for a compliment. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate it. Do you mean it?
It just came up spontaneously as something I felt like I needed to say, you know?
Then if we left that in, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah,
you
swore to me.
I swear to God, may all the gods that govern this planet, that can enforce evil on other people, take me tonight and stab me with 100 knives. The feeling of it is they don't need to have the knives. They have the power.
Yeah, that's right.
Just stab me with 100 knives through the energy of what you have the power to do. Stab, 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 stab. All right, you know what? Maybe I'm sorry. I sometimes I run at the mouth.
Will the Todd Glass Show? We'll be right back. The Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. You gotta stay through the commercials till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
Right, listen, I want to hear more about your special, but I also want to put some betting music in it.
Okay, great.
I just learned how to play the kazoo. Boop, boop. Wow. No. Hold on. Let me. I want to treat this real. Can you put some reverb in my mic?
Maybe he needs more weed.
Oh, wait, I don't want to play a Michael Jackson song, right?
No.
Play it. Am I good? I'm the only person that can talk while I play the kazoo. Look at me. I am talking and I'm playing the kazoo. I'm the only person that can talk and play the kazoo. I talk and I play the kazoo. I'm the only person that can talk and play the kazoo. I never care, I don't mind. My guest is Mort Burke. Mort Burke's my guest. And I play the kazoo in the background. If you hear kazoo music in the background, it's me. I'm the only person that can sing and play the kazoo at the same time. Hey, Vinny. Are you having a hard time not laughing? Your pile of shit tells us. You know what he said? Vinny told me the other day, swear to God. Swear to the gods. He goes, I think your show, the group, when they get back together, he goes, honestly, it's a little lackluster. You piece of shit, Vinny. We're going to fucking get you, Vinny.
That's just hurtful.
Sounds like Vinny. A fucking ass. But I will be
say it to my friends, Vinny.
This they have these like schizophrenia simulators.
That's what that would.
That is what the show is.
I'm having a great time.
Me too.
Oh my god, it's so. You know what's? I wouldn't do anything on stage that I guess that I didn't think was funny. And what I'm being very honest, and I might be being like telling more than we even need to know right now. But, like, this is sort of what the band, like, the little band that I have on the road, this is at the best what happens. And it's like, and that's why I realized that I love it so much, because it's so much fun just to have a group of people that no matter what, they all go. Like, when we said, you know, like, Vinny, that thing, you piece of shit, you've had so much energy. Or for your friend. And it's just so overwhelming and interrupting and just that style alone always makes me laugh.
Well, dude, and this sounds whatever. This is a show of compliments. I'm fine with it. It's seriously innovative. Like nobody's done. Like I was trying to think of like a comedy band leader. Maybe Spike Jones. You know, the original dude. You know what I mean? But like nobody's doing it. It's
well,
great.
I appreciate. You know what? I keep saying that because I want to be able to. One time I was with my brother and somebody said something nice and I deflected. I go, I never know what to say. He goes, just say thank you. And I'm like,
yeah,
good simple words of wisdom.
Okay,
so thank you and. Sorry about your brother. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and so we could cut this out too, but I was so in love with last week's podcast, and it was so
cutting it out.
It was fine, and it was so profound that it's kind of
You can say it, but we're gonna play.
Great, the, please
can
do.
Give me 1 second, and I'll edit this out.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
We're gonna let you say it, but do you have the horn sound? Maybe, but let him.
I'll just say, when you do something like you did last week, and then we come on here and we're like, what if a saxophone was a fart? That's a hilarious...
That doesn't sound funny on paper. I want to edit that out. I don't like the word fart, but I do have a joke about it, so I have to say it. But that's not what I'm here to talk about.
But can I get weird a little bit?
Yes.
This show's called You Made It Weird, nothing. Right?
Hey, Pete Holmes is dead. That's what I heard. And they said that most people swear to God, swear to fucking the Lord. If you believe that there's a Lord or there's an energy of love of the Lord, of a man with a, you know, a pointer.
Is that what he uses?
Yes. A laser pointer. And if you believe in that, yes, you believe in there's a truth and there's to look in somebody's eyes and... The thing that happens a lot is I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, I know I'm reacting to something, but what was it? Please
help
me.
You made it weird, and Pete Holmes.
Oh, Pete Holmes has passed away. Oh. So this is the new Pete Holmes show. They rebranded it, and they a lot of people are saying, you know, ever since Pete passed away, I listened to the Todd Glass, because obviously he's doing it. You Made It Weird now.
Yeah.
It was just a franchise.
Yeah.
And they go, I got to admit, I like Todd Glass.
People are saying that, really, despite
Pete
having recently passed. Yeah.
After he passed, they said it. They go, I miss him. If I could have him back.
Sure.
One guy said, I don't even know if I could have him back. I went, okay.
Wow, that's a little much.
I don't need smoke blown up my ass.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this idea out there. You, Pete, and like Dave Stone go on tour together and call it the People in Glass Houses.
You know what? You don't need a lot to make it to package something.
Yeah.
I want to go on tour with somebody. Can I tell you something? No, I won't say it. There's
people
somebody
in glass
that's
homes.
On tour.
I don't know. I said that wrong. People in glass homes. I'm sorry.
Okay, I thought you were going to say people in glass houses shouldn't throw homes.
Oh, but you know what, Aristotle? I knew what you meant, and I accepted it as the right way. Where are you going?
Hey!
Oh, we're not
going to
throw
doing it for you!
My bit was bad. Look at my, it's a bad idea. I know. Just tell it. Just tell me my idea.
This motherfucker just get off to leave.
You were.
This motherfucker.
And then he gleezes like a smile.
Fucked up.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
Let's. How long we've been going?
1 hour.
Aristotle, how do you think everything is recording?
Beautifully.
You think everything's recording? Is anybody hungry?
I had a little food right before I came, so I'm all right.
I'm
but
tired of these guests. You're not hungry, are you?
What do
I
you
like
want,
to get
Ty?
People on the air.
What do you need?
Well,
a
on the air,
pizza?
But you know what I mean. While we're recording. Maybe, let's do maybe there's something there when he comes back.
Okay.
Let's knock those out. That way I won't forget to do them. Now I look at it like, it's funny. He just left. He's going to the bathroom. Alex. But oddly, in my head, truth. You know, that's like my safe word.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh, we can take a break. like, because now we can just regroup and like take a time. Because he's, oh, and then when he comes back, even though I know the podcast is still going.
Well, I mean, I could use the bathroom.
Yes, go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
Scream at me when I leave?
No. No. I'm going to say, go to the bathroom. It's to the right. Aristotle.
Would you want to take a break? Or
what do you think we should do?
Let's take a break.
Let's take
hour.
A break and everyone go to the bathroom. Okay, cool.
Nice.
Well, what are we? How about this? We'll take a break, but when we come back, the next thing they're going to hear is us enjoying a song that I either had or we all selected together. So we're going to, everyone now is like, oh, they're taking a break. The next thing you're going to hear, folks,
do you
this
mean
is like
this
anesthesia.
Where
what? Go ahead.
The next thing that they're going to hear is.
What now, my love? Now that you left me, how can I live?
Good.
To another day, watching my dreams.
I want my show to start. The band comes on. Not this song.
And all my hopes into bits of clay.
Can you put some reverb in my voice? I'm going to act like I'm Elvis. Back it up a little. Can you start it over again? Now, have a sense of humor with it. Right? Maybe I'm Elvis on stage.
What now, my love?
Alex, could you give me some of that beat? Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
How can I live?
Thank you.
To another day.
Thank you very much.
Watching my dreams.
Doesn't that sound nice? I tell him every goddamn night, come in with the lead melody, and this motherfucker goes jizzercising all over the goddamn stage with a it's a mishmash. I want you in with the beat. I want you to play something that I'm positive I can play. Bum 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 bum.
Now I am not.
Thank you very much. I never did drugs, anybody. Sometimes I think I'm.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.